So, Patrick, one thing I did want to ask you, that there's been a thought amongst some trainers recently that some of the racing managers are not necessarily doing the jobs to the best of their ability. In other words, there's a few that appear to be kind of grading just to the first bend. And that we know dogs have different running styles, and you can produce six dogs to finish close to each other, but they don't all have to go to the bend together, do they?
No, they don't. You should have an early pace dog, and then something what runs on really, what can't lead, and then a strong finisher, and then you get a close finishing, then you get less trouble at the first bend, you know? Because I had the same when I had a few. Look at Not So Slow. Look at Yao Ming, and I graded them at Mildenhall, well, Suffolk Downs, and I said to Robbie, just grade them. I says, please don't smash him up at the first bend. If you put fast dogs in with him, that's not a problem. You know what I mean? I don't mind him getting beaten, but don't smash him up at the first bend. And listen, they all got beat. You know what I mean? But they learned from it. You know what I mean? They went in opens and they progressed gradually. You know, but when you grade dogs to the first bend, it's terrible. And that's when you get more injuries. That's when you get more all these sort of things. You know, and as well, seeding properly. That's another thing. You know, but listen, every racing manager, every track has his own thing, and they do their own thing, you know. So I can't speak for anyone else really, because I don't look too much at grading, but I can only speak from my own experience.
But they do, what I'm trying to say is that they do vary, don't they, in terms of how racing managers put. I mean, if you're looking at Robbie at Suffolk Downs, that's a tight track, and so you would naturally think that there would be, or potentially be, more trouble there. But if the racing manager's good at his job, he can alleviate an amount of it, can't he?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. And you know, listen, some of them, like, I think sometimes as well, you know, it's how much experience do these racing managers have? You know, how many, you know, when you look at sort of Tony at Montmorency, he has a lot of experience. Martin at Perry Barr, you know, when he used to go to Sittingbourne, you know, with that one for used to be at Hove, you know what I mean? I can't remember his name now, but
Peter Miller.
Peter Miller, yeah. He graded Goldie's Huddle and Goldie's Ginola and all that lot, you know what I mean? So, and he never smashed them up, you know what I mean? They got caught on the running because they didn't stay, but they led every week, but you know, he never done them no harm really, you know. And then that's what you want, you know. You don't mind going out faster dogs, but as long as you don't get smashed at the first bend, because then the dog loses confidence, and then he starts checking at the bend, and then he don't want to go around the bend, and that's when all the problems start.